92.9 and 96.5 WBPN, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
Here in America, we're still having trouble making the transition to high-speed trains, while many people in European and Asian countries are loving them. I've been saying, look, if we start small, people will start to see the benefits of it. And Newsweek is reporting that there is a proposal to create a high-speed train route that would connect Dallas and Houston. To give you a comparison, right now, according to the Amtrak website, one of their standard trains takes 23 hours to make that trip of 224 miles platform to platform. I'm not entirely sure how fast it's going, but they say one of these new high-speed trains would cut that travel time down to 90 minutes. Now, I'm no math genius. I know those trains are fast, but going from 23 hours to 90 minutes over 224 miles, that almost makes it sound like you'd be traveling at the speed of light. I think somebody forgot to carry a one or something. But anyway, it would be much faster. But aside from the speed, they also said it would reduce the number of cars traveling on Interstate 45 between those cities by 13,000 per day, and that would reduce planet-warming pollution by more than 100,000 tons annually. And those all seem like pretty good reasons why high-speed trains have become so popular on the other side of the planet. They're not just fast, they're good for us in many other ways. But again, we're lagging way behind on this, and even though the Federal Railroad Administration intends to throw nearly $9 million at this project, I still have some doubts that it's ever going to happen.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons and get random notes from around the planet on 92.9 and 96.5 WBPM.